We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello!
Nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Yep. They did it again today.
What?
I know. Brody knows what I'm talking about. Outside, what was wrong with breakfast this morning? I mean, I love the fact that Yum Earth catered breakfast, but the specific thing.
No, the bagels.
Oh, no. The two things then. Bagels
thing?
And the eggs.
No, I like the eggs, but
the
you
buffet,
always...
Buffet eggs.
Scary
you
complains.
Can't get scrambled eggs properly done right in a buffet. I've talked about this before.
Are you guys bitching about free food?
No, Scary likes individually
guys.
Fluffed up scrambled eggs.
I need an omelet person
like...
making omelets. I need yeah. I need
oh
a lot.
Oh my gosh, you are so
breakfast elitist.
I need a live scrambled egg. I need someone making it live.
If it was live,
if
it'd be a chicken.
But, yeah, exactly.
By the way,
dead.
This is what brunch has done to him. This
yeah,
is what brunch
so
has
foo-foo.
Done to
you
to
are
Scary.
But then how do you do it? How do you make scrambled eggs that are perfect in a buffet situation?
Why don't you go to prison and find out?
What
they make bulk eggs.
Perfect. Scrambled egg to you.
Something that's light and fluffy.
Like, is milk in it?
Sometimes. Depends.
And his problem isn't that is milk or not milk. When you make bulk eggs.
Eggs in bulk, yeah.
Right? You make like 100 eggs at one time to put in a chafing dish. He finds it to be like a lump of egg rather than like little lumps like you get on your plate when you order scrambled eggs at a diner. He likes the one fluffed with one fork ready to go.
Okay.
He doesn't like the mixing machine
eggs
of egg.
Eggs are made to be done individually.
Then
it's
maybe
tough to
the solution
eggs.
Would be... not to get the eggs on the buffet.
Right.
And you just be happy.
Right.
That almost made us miss our train.
Yeah, we almost missed our train.
I do. I remember that.
From Newport at Gurney's because he had to have his own omelet made.
Yes, he did.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I had to wait for the omelet person in the back to make the omelet.
Anyway, enough with the bougies.
And Brody had the bagels. Brody had an issue with the bagels outside.
They're spagels.
They're shbagels.
We talked about this on the Brooklyn Boys podcast. A spagel is a shit bagel. That's a spagel.
Wait, when did you talk about this? Which episode?
The last one. Oh, 58.
A true bagel is boiled first in water.
No, it just doesn't matter. A true bagel's good.
It was free breakfast, you bougie bitches.
I agree.
Okay.
My God.
Nobody should have a bagel from a bag. You shouldn't.
Well, then why'd you eat it?
I didn't. I saw it. I could spot a bagel from a mile away.
I can't believe you guys.
You grew up in Erie, Pennsylvania.
I grew up
you
with...
You had spagels.
You had spagels every day.
I grew up with Lender's bagels.
Yeah, spagels.
Oh, I love Lender's bagels.
I love Lender's bagels.
That's a spagel.
And yeah, in fact, we had them in the freezer. And we'd have to defrost... We would have to defrost them. And so I grew up with... because we would have to put them in the microwave, right? So I thought bagels were supposed to be rubbery. So when I first had a bagel in New York, I'm like, wow, this is really good.
As a Jew, I'm going to put this in terms Danielle can understand. Imagine putting ketchup on spaghetti instead of tomato sauce. That's what a
Lender's bagel.
Bagel.
Yeah.
Spagel.
Okay.
But I honestly do like Lender's bagel.
I love
them. So do I.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they were up for an endorsement, I'd love them.
Of course.
All right, Pinocchio, dance. Dance, monkey, dance.
I mean, I'll learn to eat them.
An endorsement,
they're not my favorite, but I like them.
By the way, Garrett, by the way, Scary just got the insulin account.
Yeah. He now eats gluten-free because he, too, does not have celiac. Yeah. He has a friend that has celiac. That happens to be me.
Right. Hey, do you have diabetes? I know someone who does.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this self-testing kit.
To back Scary up a little bit, do you really think the ShamWow guy believed in all of those shitty products?
No.
No, he was getting paid for it. But he was a good pitch man, so you probably bought the product. I think Scary's our own ShamWow guy.
Just the first part.
Okay, he puts the sham in ShamWow.
Scary's never been to India, but he has a friend that has family back in India. Yeah.
It's Gandhi. Yeah. Hello. That's cool.
All right. What were you saying?
Do you suffer from postpartum depression?
Yeah, because
Scary will tell you about it.
Honestly, Scary, there are certain things you probably should pass to other people.
The Pampers. The Pampers thing.
I should have.
That was ridiculous.
That should have been like, really?
The Huggies thing was so pathetic.
Yeah, Little Movers.
He doesn't even vape. He's vaping.
I never said that I vaped.
Meanwhile,
I have a friend that vapes.
He's vaping in a costume today.
Right. So let me tell you about New York Lipo. I'm never going to get it, but my friend got it.
I got
his name's Frankie.
Right.
He's doing a new commercial for the NAACP next.
You guys.
Oh, God.
I have black friends. Let me tell you about it.
Oh, my God.
What did you want to say? You had something you want to bring
yesterday
up?
Yesterday we talked about how the only time people tweet us about this podcast is to correct the spelling that Garrett admitted is oftentimes his spelling. And so yesterday, 6 or 7 people tweeted, "Hey, it was a great podcast. Want to let you know that we don't tweet that it's good because it's good every day and it's just assumed it'll be great." So people did hear us say that. Now, roughly 20,000 people listened. 6 tweeted. So that's fine. But thank you to the 6 people. Juan Vasquez, always a good tweeter. We appreciate that. Aaron Ryder, good tweeter. We appreciate that.
I want to know, Nate, so with you being off, do you get any word of the show, of anything that's happened, even if you're sick or you're out on vacation?
Yeah, because you weren't here the last couple
of
days.
Reports
came back to you.
Yeah, no, I'll get texts from different people, and then I'll get emails about, hey, why'd you guys talk about this on an email? I'm like, I have no fucking clue what happened.
Oh, so you don't listen? You're not a
listener? No. Typically, if I'm off, I don't listen to the show. I don't know about you guys.
I like to talk to us if he's off the show.
When the show's not on, are you guys listening? I know Brody listens.
I listen occasionally, I do listen. Did you, by the way, yesterday, did you get any Brody's Driving Us Crazy, Please Feel Better?
I did not get any.
Oh, good.
Of those.
Okay, good.
I did send him that. It's weird that it wasn't delivered. Unfortunate.
He has you blocked on his phone.
Damn it, Nate.
Sorry.
Unblock me, you're back.
Oh, wait, hang on.
By the way, you notice on Friday we got those really good Shut Up Nate drops, and then he decides not to come in, so we couldn't play them.
Yeah.
No, there'll be a time for you to tell me to shut up.
Nate's a plotter. I like it.
We played the phone tap where the lady said, "Shut up, Nate."
Shut up, Nate!
That was a good phone tap.
So we played it for 2 days. It just wasn't as funny when you're not here.
Elvis was like, "Boy, this would be great if he's not here."
You didn't get any text messages about that?
About what?
They're playing Shut Up,
Nate. No, you know what? It's funny. I get more text messages when we're on vacation. So we'll all be out, and somebody will text me and say something along the lines of, "Oh my God, I can't believe you guys did that." And I'm like, And when we're on vacation, you have no clue what's happening.
Right.
Oh, that's great. Right? Yeah. Hilarious joke.
Yeah.
That was so funny. I'm
right.
in another country
about?
In a different time.
Right. Yeah.
I have no clue what anybody's talking
about. I
was
going, huh?
That's funny. And like when people are listening on the iHeart app, there's a bit of a delay. So sometimes they'll text me, what did you mean by that? And I'm like, I need specifics. I have no idea what you're talking about right now. Help me out.
So, you know, it is Halloween here in the show. We're all dressed up and it's the point of the show where everybody starts taking off their costumes piece by piece. But I think a career after this, Gary, even though you might not be able to teach, you dress the part as a teacher.
Yeah. You do. You can be a teacher.
So I was Ron Burgundy at 6 a.m. this morning. You know, Anchorman.
You look like a substitute teacher.
Yeah. The jacket has come off. I still have my tie and my shirt tucked into my
blue button-down shirt.
Yeah, burgundy pants.
And your hair is patted down.
Well,
just
the wig
like,
is off. Well, and the mustache is off.
But because of that, it makes it you look like a substitute teacher.
Now Danielle's wearing it.
I said before, it's like as if he was in class. There's no air conditioning. He's been in there a while. He's, you know, his hair is patted down, and his students won't listen.
What class would he be teaching?
Radio.
Radio class.
Not in this game.
He looks like a shop teacher or like auto mechanic.
He got thrown into the English classroom.
Yeah, no, he's
and
teaching
like, what the fuck?
He's teaching history right now. History 101.
Something else.
I just like that no one gave you the full-time teaching position. They gave you the part-time.
Did you not watch a YouTube video on how to make a Windsor knot on the tie?
This is a double Windsor.
Did you make that knot, or did it come
I
like
made
that?
It myself.
That's a clip-on.
It's a real tie.
That's
no,
not
the
great.
One side is like
Nate's
straight.
Making the same stink face.
No, I think that's knot, actually, I don't know if that, that double, no, that is a double
it's
Windsor.
It's a double Windsor.
Do you make the double Windsor because it sounds like it's twice as good as a Windsor?
But you look how you did it. Like the one side is like straight, and the other side goes out to like a V. It's not that perfect like V that you have to put up there.
I can't believe they gave me such a nice tie with the costume.
That is a nice
that
tie.
Is nice
change the costume.
Do not wear that tie again with anything.
I like that tie.
But it's a nice costume.
It's a nice tie.
The suit is 100% polyester.
I think with a blue, like a grayish suit with brown shoes, it looks nice.
If you show up at somebody's wedding in that suit,
you know,
that's a great conversation piece. By the way, see this tie here? It's part of my Anchorman costume.
Kind of a big deal. Okay. I will say that Brody looks very good in his costume. And I
you
think
drunk?
You might want to change your look a little bit because
this
look kind of fit right now, sitting there hanging out, being very relaxed in your leather pants and your leather jacket. I like this, Brode. I like this
I'm wearing
look.
The faux like plastic leather pants, and I feel like Ross on Friends when he had baby powder himself. It's very, you know, it sticks.
What are you looking at?
You got some bat wings?
No, I'm not. So prior to the prior to the podcast, I downloaded an app that gives me decibels because I believe that this room is so freaking loud. So I've been monitoring how loud this whole room is. So at times
so we've
it
been
goes
in the red, huh?
Well, yeah. So the highest we've gone is 94, and it registers maybe harmful to your ears at 94.
Yeah, isn't that like the sound of a chainsaw or something like that?
We have not gotten to 100 where it is dangerous. Okay. Like right now, I'm speaking very close to it, so it's at an 89.
It's at 103 right now.
I think it's
but
working.
As you continue to get loud and start yelling and screaming, it goes higher.
Can we just have a conversation that we would normally have where Skiri and Brody are yelling,
oh, God,
and then Danielle says, okay. Oh, my God!
Can we just get back to when Danielle was telling me I look good? Just for a minute.
Yeah, by the way, of all the possible hookups on this show...
That's
Brody and Danielle.
That's
I would not expect
a plot
that.
Twist.
I didn't see that coming.
A plot twist. I don't expect that either.
Do you want me to scream really loud, see if the thing goes up?
Go ahead.
Okay, ready.
Wait a minute. What are we talking about now? Are we still talking about hooking up?
She would be screaming that loud.
I assure you, it's going to go up.
Basically, I saw 104.
I saw 104 when Danielle laughed.
No. Okay, so just so you know, this one is just trying to get a level, trying to figure it out. That one is your minute average. So right now we're at a 91, which is, again, at the maybe harmful to your ears level.
Okay,
maybe that's why no one's tweeting.
I'm going to do my witch cackle. You ready?
Go ahead. Oh, you got to get it going. Still 91.
But I saw 106 on the, like, instant.
Down here.
Yeah, but that's but the other one, if it's the average of the minute.
Right.
Damn.
It's giving you an average.
This is current.
Yeah,
this
but then current her current right one did hit 106.
But now we're at a 92.
Truthfully, I think it's an IQ app.
I was doing a radio station appearance, and we had the music playing outside, and someone on another store called the cops,
92.
And they walked by with one of those decibel meters. And they came inside and they complained. They
91.
Said, by the way, you guys are a little too loud. This is the public acceptance
90.
For 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you guys were way above
89.
That. turn it down or we're going to shut you down.
By the way, have you guys have you guys ever noticed when you get out of your car, you turn your radio's loud, you get out of the car, and the next day you get in the car and the radio's much louder than you remember?
Yes.
I realized like your ears adjust to the loud volume so it doesn't sound as loud. So when you, like my car goes up to 38. So if I listen to 30, I go, I can make this louder. And I put it on like 38. I go full volume. And after a while, it just sounds normal loud.
Yeah.
But if you shut the car off, go to bed, come in the next morning, get back in the car at 38, you're like, wow, what the hell? And then you realize you were doing that to your ears, but you don't realize you're doing it to your ears.
Yeah. Now, I've gotten 83. To the point, too, where I have to turn the volume lower.
Yeah. If it's too much.
I can't. I can't do it.
Ooh. Do you guys ever turn the volume down when you're looking for a street sign?
All the time.
Isn't that so weird?
Or when you're low on gas. Yeah. When you're low on gas, you turn the radio on.
Like, that's going to help.
Random text messages just came in. Nice. It said, please bring back Fedge Ham.
What's a non?
They miss Veggie Ham.
I'm sorry, I can't be a part of it now. It's the Brooklyn Boys with the Jersey Kid, so I'm now a part of the Brooklyn Boys.
I hate that's to not tell a thing. You this, but that is.
I got to be honest. If anything, it would be the Brooklyn Boys and the Bronx Chick.
So, thank you.
So wait, I was out for a couple of days. Is that a real thing?
No. Yeah.
Brooklyn Boys and the Jersey Kid. Well, yeah.
He's really lobbying for it.
Since we did the Jingle Ball announce for New York a few weeks ago, he's nonstop. He goes, guys, picture it: the Brooklyn Boys. And the Jersey Kid.
Yeah, and guess what he told them?
You change things up. You have to.
Guess what he told them? He told them that you guys don't have to share any of the profits for advertising
going
with me
forward,
yet.
We'll have to.
Going forward, but right now, I'll do it all for free.
Right now,
wrong. Aren't they lucky? So,
I want you to know this is the same guy that when Siri and I started the podcast, he told numerous people that fucking podcast will go nowhere.
Right.
It'll be dead in a month.
Right. But I'm not. It's not about that where it's going or where it is. It's about that they actually get into a room, they do it. So for me, it's like at least it gives me something to live for the week. I get to actually do something else.
So you're blaming Danielle and Garrett for not doing Fedge
Ham. These two can't get into a room. It's always like, I got to do this, I got to do that. So we have nothing to do.
You don't want to do Fedge Ham all the time. You're giving us bullshit excuses.
I'm begging to do Fedge Ham.
You don't beg.
This guy is the kid that goes, mommy, please. Mommy, mommy, can I have a dog?
Oh my God.
So mommy gets the dog.
I am looking to do any kind of a good
dog.
I am looking to do any kind of podcast with anybody that actually really wants to do
Let's see, Nate doesn't have a podcast. Gandhi doesn't have a podcast.
I've never been asked about the podcast.
There you go.
Fine. Gandhi.
I got to think of something.
Gandhi and Greg.
If you pitch me a good idea, I would consider it.
Actually, the funny thing was, to be honest, I'm going to give them credit. Garrett actually came up with a good concept for me. It's called Greg T is Looking for a Podcast. And then every week, I interview someone that could possibly be my co-host.
But I think that's a brilliant idea.
But you never find one.
Right. And you continue to interview somebody every week.
I think that's brilliant.
That's pretty
genius,
good, right?
Garrett, you're a genius.
I have to give them
credit. I'm going to start recording that podcast for myself.
Okay. We're at a 93.
All right.
The 15-minute morning show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350+ live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.